I got a feeling.
It's a new year and a new day, and the festivities are still in high gear. Christmas has come and gone, and the perfect partner may still be around in your refrigerator. That is the red, delicious, tasty, refreshing, and healthy drink called Sorrel. Last time we shared how to make the drink, but did you know you can get more goodness from the plant? Although Sorrel is synonymous with Christmas, it's available all year round, and there's a lot more to the plant than meets the eye. Stick around to hear more. If you happen to have an overabundance of sorrel on hand, there's no need to just make a drink. Did you know that sorrel can be used to make jam, tea bags, chutney, cake, wine, and jelly? That's quite a bit of mouth-watering goodness to choose from. If you are celebrating New Year's Day with friends and family, you can make absolutely delightful sorrel chutney for your New Year's feast. Sorrel chutney is made from the petals of the exotic sorrel flower and blended with Jamaican Scotch bonnet pepper, ginger, and allspice. It is sweet, spicy, and tangy, and addictive when served with cheese and crackers. Not to mention quite excellent on chicken, fish, pork, turkey, or in sandwiches. Not sure how to make this delectable sauce? Fret not. With your pen and paper in hand, get set to record the recipe. Here are the ingredients you will need. 7 cups of sorrel calices, 2.5 cups brown sugar, 2.5 cups water, 2 small onions diced finely, 1 garlic clove minced, 2-inch piece of ginger finely grated, 1 lime juiced, 1 tablespoon white cane vinegar, 3/4 cup golden raisins, 7 pimento allspice grains crushed, and 2 yellow Scotch bonnet peppers deseeded and finely chopped. Once you have the ingredients on hand, wash the sorrel thoroughly using the fingers to lift it from the water. Put it into a stainless steel container and set aside. Combine the water, brown sugar, pimentos, ginger, and garlic in a large saucepan. Cook over high heat for 5 minutes, then reduce to a simmer. Add sorrel calices, raisins, lime juice, vinegar, and Scotch bonnet. Stir all the ingredients. Cover, cook, and stir occasionally until the mixture has a jam consistency. Remove the mixture from the heat and chill in refrigerator for at least 3 hours before serving. Place the chutney in spotlessly clean jars for storage. The flavor improves after a couple days, so you can wait to have the chutney then. And guess what? The chutney can be stored in the refrigerator for 1 to 2 months. You can also use sorrel to make a mean cheesecake. Here are the ingredients you need for the batter. 1 pound regular cream cheese at room temperature, 1 tablespoon sorrel juice, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1/2 tablespoon sour cream, 3 eggs beaten, and 1 teaspoon cornstarch. Whisk all ingredients together to make a batter. Now to make the crust, you'll need 2 cup graham cracker crumbs and 1 tablespoon melted butter. The next step is to combine the ingredients for the crust and press evenly into an 8-inch pie dish that is about 1 centimeter, then add the batter. Put the pie dish in a bain-marie and bake in a preheated oven at 325 degrees Fahrenheit for 1.5 hours and cool at room temperature before refrigeration. Research confirms that in other West Indian territories, sorrel is used in the preparation of jelly, tea, marmalade, ices, ice cream, pies, sauces, tarts, and other sweet treats. And in recent times, tea and beverage makers have heralded the health benefits of sorrel because of its high antioxidant content. So, with all the good things sorrel can do for your body and its rich, flavorful taste, it's a must not just for the holidays, but as much as possible through the year. Give sorrel a try. You'll be glad you did, and your body will thank you for it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.